My name is Andy. I came to Oroville in 1974 from Germany. Originally, I came only to visit my uncle Frederick, who's been here earlier. But as things go, after a while, I decided I liked it really much, and I decided to stay. So that was basically it. And I think I went back to Germany the first time 6 years or so after that. And what happened the first time when I came, there was still this committee in Pondicherry that one had to go to, and Roger was there, a few others, and Roger said, you go and work at Matrimonio. Originally that didn't work because there wasn't that much work and the work wasn't so organized, but so I spent a year working in the bakery. And after that, I started, I think in 1975, working in the Matrimonio Gardens. And after that, I slowly came to the structure. And I think I've worked there then 20 years or so, until just after we installed the crystal and finished the chamber. And there was a 10-year break. And I started working at Matrimonio again in 2003. Hopefully we're going to finish it now this time around and there will be no more interruption. Things are going quite well. When we started again in 2003, there was one major setback that nobody had really anticipated, and that was connected with the outer skin. It turned out that the Kemperol was throwing bubbles, and that was due to the faulty primer, so we had to actually take off all the discs again and sandblast the entire structure prior to applying Kemperol again, this time with a different primer, and fixing the discs back. That's a huge work that took us 2 years. So apart from the finishing work that was going on inside the structure, this big job was also on our hands. And this is just about coming to a completion now, where we've finished applying the Kemperol on the entire structure, and there's a little less than one quarter left for discs to be put back. Apart from that, the 12 petals are practically ready. It's a question of ventilation, but that is something that can be done in a very short time. The lotus pond is ready. Inside the structure, there are a few more challenges ahead where we're not 100%, I would say, on schedule. For example, the inner skin lighting. We have there are technical problems that we have to solve as we get to it. The ramp as well. We are right now in the process of deciding what to use as a platform for the ramp to walk on. We have decided that at the moment what looks the best bet is aluminium honeycomb. It's a honeycomb sort of structure with a flat aluminium on the top and the bottom. It's a very strong material, very lightweight. We're of course interested in reducing the weight on the ramp as much as possible. So I think we have gotten two pieces like that. They should have arrived yesterday from America. We're testing them out, seeing whether indeed we can use it on the ramp. If that is the case, I think that would be a major step forward. Apart from that, of course, there are questions like the glass. The ramp has a glass railing, which is also a very complicated thing to install. The railing is curved, and of course following the shape of the ramp. But at the same time, since the ramp is also rising, there's a double curve in the glass. So to get that with the sort of precision that we need is very difficult. And we have identified a few companies in India that can do it. But we can start with this only once we have fixed the flooring of the ramp. So these things demand time and a great deal of expertise. We're working on it. We hope we can finish at least one ramp by the end of the year. We hope that we can also finish the inner skin, at least fit all the LED lights, as well as the refit the triangles, the inner skin triangles, that is. So hopefully by February next year, we can inaugurate the structure. I think that's it.
And how do you feel after so long?
Well, that's difficult to say. I think somehow in Oroville we've all grown used over the years to the situation that the Matrimandi is an ongoing project. And I think that's not going to change. It will remain an ongoing project, really. Because even though we finish, let's say, the structure, the gardens are still to be decided upon. There are many questions that I think will go on for years. But at the same time, I think there is a sense of completion. There is a sense of, let's say, an accomplishment. And hopefully we'll manage to get it done by February. That would be a very nice time to inaugurate the Matrimandi.